Hi, I'm Bill Allman, President of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, and welcome to the latest edition of our monthly podcast. Each episode, we'll be discussing some of the biggest issues and trends affecting our industry and look at what this means to our membership. To make sure you don't miss out on future shows, hit the subscribe button. We hope you enjoy the program. Providing high-quality technical education to the adhesive and sealant industry is a major strategic focus for the Adhesive and Sealant Council. ASC's educational programs are offered in various forms, from in-person training to web-based courses to live and on-demand webinars. Today, we're going to discuss much more about ASC's educational programs and what exciting new events and training opportunities are ahead for 2023. My special guest today is Connie Howe, ASC Senior Director, Technical Services. Connie, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Connie, remind our listeners what ASC's Training Academy is and what it includes.
Okay, well, this is a big one. The Training Academy at ASC is our technical program, and it's designed for those that are new to the industry of adhesives and sealants, as well as our veterans. We have an on-site technical program and a virtual technical platform. Most people in the adhesive and sealant industry are familiar with our in-person spring convention held each April. The convention programming includes technical immersive short courses based on the adhesive technologies, and then rolls to our conference where ASC delivers three educational tracks running concurrently on technical applications, markets, and business development topics. So over the 2 days at this event, this converts to 12 themed tracks and over 50 presentations from our experts and categories further refined in our call for abstracts. I should mention that our call for abstracts for New Orleans closes on December 9th, and I'd love to encourage anyone to submit for consideration in our rapidly developing program. The second part of the Training Academy is our virtual platform, and that includes educational webinars that are delivered live, then recorded for our on-demand library. Each year, we will cover around 12 to 15 webinars. We try to cover markets, technologies, chemistries, advanced tech from our academic partnerships, and exciting innovations or timely intelligence for our broad market and technical coverage. We also have some free Friday products, which are directly product introductions. This is the only time that any of our speakers can mention trade names. In our educational webinars, it's strictly educational with no mention of commercial content. So we try to cover both of those. So the free Fridays might be, how do you formulate using specific polymers or additives or equipment or characterization tools from those members that provide that? Our second and very popular and cost-effective virtual platform is our Training Academy Certificate Program, or we call it TAC, which is a play on words, of course. And the TAC program is accessed through our yearly subscription program and is for company use. This is a 12-month virtual learning platform for anyone looking for practical and fundamental content or resources in the very broad subjects relevant to commercial and technical professionals.
That's great, Connie. Can you expand on the certificate program a little bit more, and how can somebody subscribe to the program?
Yes, the TAC program is a deep dive into adhesive, sealants, and perfect technologies. So this is a 100% virtual certificate program with access to over 85 diverse courses. This was designed in 2016 from my tech committee and ASC, and it's been extremely successful throughout the years. I think we're going to be approaching 600 graduates from the TAC program this year, and many, many more who have just accessed the catalog, got the resources, but didn't really care about the graduation requirements. So let's go back to the program. It is designed with a graduation requirement of passing 12 courses to obtain your certificate. Six of these courses are predefined as necessary fundamentals, such as polymer science, adhesion principles, a very extensive adhesive course, which covers markets, technologies, formulating strategies. And then there's just a few more of those six. So these are very intense fundamentals that we feel that you need to have before you go on to any of the other elective courses that we have. And these six core courses are what's the real value of the program. These were developed by myself and my tech committee. They are a huge resource for you. There are slide decks. There's 120 minutes of recordings. There are exam questions. And there's some reference pages. On the other side of that 12 courses, we've got the 6 fundamentals that you must take. The other 6 we call focus courses. And that's really a function of where you are in your company, what type of technologies you're working in. So these are going to be from a broad catalog that are relevant and of interest to the participant in the company, whether it's polyurethanes or building envelope, or whether you're in pressure sensitive and therefore want to know more about labels and pressure sensitive tapes and that. So we separate off into 7 of the different markets. We've got all 5 technologies covered. We've got the chemistries covered. So we deep dive into all of those, plus many, many pretty cool elective courses for you to choose from. So each course does have a recording segment. It has a slide deck for downloading, which is a very dense slide deck. It's not something that has a couple bullet points on. People are building their libraries with our slide decks, and you can access not just the 12, you can access 85 if you'd like. So many learners, as I said, do not stop at the 12. We have quite a few lifelong learners, which are approaching 50 more courses that are passed. The benefit of the company's continual renewal is all of these students and learners can access that program, pull down all of our timely topics that come in 15 or so a year, and continue with their education.
So Connie, someone who is not a chemistry major, give us an example of the chemistry course. An employee who, like me, hasn't had chemistry in many, many decades, you know, what can they expect when they go into the chemistry course? Is it scary, or is it something that's pretty straightforward?
This program was designed for commercial as well as the technical people out there. Someone like myself who has, you know, polymer science and a career in adhesives, I have a different interest than someone who is commercial, just wanting to know, just tell me a little bit about adhesives. Let me understand polymer science a little bit. So the way we've developed this is the courses are as is, but the exams are what really allows someone to pass and not pass. So the rigor of someone coming from a PhD versus someone as maybe a technician or commercial, we've had lawyers come through here. So we don't want anyone not to pass. The content is the same. Through our course strategy and our exam strategy, you can take the exam as often as you want. We do like you to try the first time around for the question, but we will tell you where to find the answers. For right now, that's how it was developed and covered. We are gravitating towards a new LMS where we are solving the problem of our dichotomy of attendees. We are taking a different approach for those that are commercial, maybe some end users, don't really want that deep dive or technical rigor, to what we call our TAC 2 catalog, which is going to cover all of that robustness required for someone like of my level or PhD, whatever, chemist, polymer scientist that has a different understanding level and wants to dive deep.
So Connie, tell us a little bit more about how a company can subscribe to the TAC program.
So our yearly subscriptions, they are, again, by the year, they are purchased by the company, but they not only include the TAC certificate program, but also free access to all of our Training Academy webinars live and on demand, which is a huge economical access and very, very popular for those who are subscribers. So companies purchase the yearly subscription option based on their adhesive training needs. So we have a global, which someone of the larger companies that have global participation and a lot of adhesive and sealant staff. We have something called our full, which is for North American staff that has a lot of people to train or onboard. And we also have light subscriptions, which if you've got a smaller unit, you have less people to train in adhesives and sealants. You might have 2 or 4 a year. So we provided that leveling based on what we thought your needs for education onboarding would be. You can choose between those levels, but you still get, no matter whether you have a full global, which has complete access to the TAC program, anyone from your company can go in. On a light subscription where you have smaller staff, you are restricted to 4 people going in per year because you likely don't have 4 people who you need to educate. However, you still get free access to your whole staff. Doesn't matter. There's no cutoff at 4, regardless of the light, the full, or the global subscription. So there's tons and tons of people that attend our webinars for free as subscribers. That is a huge value. If you take a look at how much have participated in the year, I think we're over about $1 million of participation of subscribers to our webinars. Again, there are 12 to 15 a year. These are all on demand. We have a catalog of 85. So we try to do a whole lot of different things covering all the markets. It's just a great value.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. So we talked a lot about the certificate program, and it's certainly one of the more popular programs that that you lead here at ASC and offer to the industry. Let's talk a little bit about the webinars that are coming up next year. And of course, the webinars are also a nice component of the Training Academy as well. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about some of the topics that you have built already for next year and any speakers that you're particularly excited about?
Yes. So we design our webinars from year to year based on a couple things. One is we want something that's really timely. Maybe there's some innovation or technology that we need to understand as an industry, such as the electronic vehicles. But we also are looking at our TAC program. What do we need to update? What technologies have we not covered? So we usually do a really diverse mix of market intelligence, new technologies, and fundamentals, which are always very, very popular. So for 2023, we do finally have an expanded polymer science series, which of course is near to my heart as a polymer scientist. We have Jeremy Posada will be covering polymer chemistry in a two-series webinar. We have UV technology being covered, e-mobility, a really great topic. EV shifting the course of ANS innovation with Jessica Carson of 3Bond. She delivered an outstanding conference talk last year, and we're bringing her back for a webinar. EV is obviously one of the up-and-coming technologies that everyone needs to know about in the automotive industry. Even as a consumer, it's of great interest. The UV curable adhesives applications is with Samantha Leap from Chemence. UV technologies are always very popular, so we're trying to bring that to the forefront. There's been some developments. What are they and how are they being used in adhesives and sealants? We've got quality considerations for two-part adhesives with Hartwig Loss and silicones and electronic assembly with Sandrine Texeira. So we've got those in the works already. We're going to be bringing in some of the advanced tech that from our academic partners that we have. So you'll be seeing maybe some 3D printing or new and innovative polymer chemistry technologies that are being covered. We're going to do sustainability and LCAs and pretty much anything that comes across throughout the next year that is of great interest. And if anybody out there is looking for some educational technical content, just give me a holler and we'll try to put something together.
Yeah, that sounds like an exciting lineup. And folks can learn about or find out about the webinars through our e-blasts that go out if folks are on our email distribution, our website, of course. How else might folks hear about it, Connie?
On the AS Council website, it'll say who the speaker is, what the agenda and the learning objectives are. So a lot more information at ascouncil.org under the events page. The e-blasts that go out, there's usually an e-blast 2 weeks before and the day before of a webinar. So you'll get that last bit of reminder, you might want to see this webinar. The educational webinars do come at a cost because we do bring in consultants. But if you are a subscriber, of course, that doesn't cost anything. In addition, if you're a subscriber, you get what's called a subscriber newsletter every month. There you are delivered all those details of the webinars coming up, the direct access to the webinars, which is a really very easy process to go and get registered for them. And you will also get registered for the recording should you not happen to make the event. So it's very good to be a subscriber in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Connie, and also if you're a subscriber, you put together a very nice dashboard. Yes. for the subscriber on what their usage is, where they are along in the process. Can you explain that a little bit?
I like to provide data. I'm a data junkie. So in order for me to be able to justify how great the Training Academy certificate program is, I record all this data and I manipulate it and I spit out through pivot tables and power queries a dashboard that says, you know, so-and-so, maybe it's H.B. Fuller or Henkel has a global participation, a global subscription. This is how much they've actually accessed in each component of the subscription, whether it's live webinars, on-demand webinars. I record all of that, what the webinars were, and how much would they have paid if they had done that and paid for that $199 or $250 charge, plus the tax side of it, who's the graduates, how many courses have they taken, what have they received on their exams and their courses, and how are they matriculating through, how many are active. So all of those details on a high level, how much have you participated in the TAC program? Was it global? Was it domestic? Which departments? And actually, which are your learners? So you really can track who you have in the program should you want to have that minutia of data.
Yeah, that's a great tool for subscribing companies to see how their employees are tracking. And
justification for ASC, you know, we believe strongly in the program. We think it's a great resource. We like to make sure that our companies are able to utilize that. And through this dashboard and the data that I collect, the justification is, yes, you're going to spend $6,000 for a full subscription. However, you got $25,000+ in back, and so many students graduated, so many more matriculated through, and even more actually attended the webinars for free. They received those slide decks. So they're building their resource library, their connections, and their knowledge through that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's talk about a third way or a third example of programs or events through the Training Academy, which is our fantastic short courses that we offer each year. Next year, we have two that are scheduled in conjunction with the annual ASC Convention and Expo in New Orleans. Can you share with our listeners what those are and anything in particular that you may have planned for those two?
Sure. We do rotate through the technologies at our conventions. So we're going to be rotating through pressure-sensitive adhesives, waterborne, polyurethane adhesives, caulks and sealants. So for New Orleans, we're going to be covering pressure-sensitive adhesive short course as well as caulks and sealants. So for both of those, we essentially, for all of our technology short courses, we cover a couple things. Here's what you need to know about the market. Here's the polymers that are used in these technologies and why. So we will have speakers who are covering different polymers, and then we will have speakers who are covering different additives. Like, these are the additives that you're going to use for caulks and sealants. And then we put it all together with maybe a talk or two of formulating and how would you actually formulate with these additives. So you're getting manufacturers at the table who are speaking, and in the audience, you're getting raw material suppliers. You might be getting mixing and dispensing or fundamentals, like the fundamental of rheology, which is covered in caulks and sealants. Also very, very important in rheology. So we have those fundamentals covered. And then maybe we will do something like a new technology that's coming up and maybe like on-demand cure or sustainability. So we do try to add one or two courses on the day and a half, the end of the day, that are just maybe a one-off. They don't follow the market, the technology, the formulating, the polymers, the additives and sustainability, maybe some regulatory. So we have 11 or 12 speakers throughout the day and a half coverage. We can have anywhere from 50 to 110 people at our short courses. And again, you will get an electronic presentation links for all the presentations. There are some academics that don't allow us to share the slide deck. So it's really very helpful, not only to network on site, but it's very helpful to just meet those people and get the materials in person.
Yeah, those in-person short courses are a great way for the industry to network, just like you said, and meet other members of the industry and learn together through these short courses.
Can I take just another minute to talk a little bit more about what each one's going to bring this year? Because it can, again, both of these have diverse markets here. So for instance, pressure-sensitive adhesives, we will cover tapes and labels, converting, hygiene. There are some box and paperboard talks. And the web, we've got our agenda posted on the web already. I think we have over 90% of our speakers. So you will clearly understand what's being presented and by whom on the website under our events. The Cox and Sealants, on the other hand, we're going to be covering most of it's usually building and construction based, but also a very, very important market has been the automotive market. So we have quite a lot of presentations on what does the automotive market look like in Cox and Sealants, and what are those technologies like durability or NVH that we want to go over. So we will have an architect's perspective. It's a little different on Cox and Sealants. We bring in more of the value chain to understand the specifier and the architect perspective, because it's much different than dealing with most of our other technologies. That, again, is about 75% complete for the agenda. I will be rolling that out December 15th. I have a kickoff with my speakers, and the final titles and order is going to be launched December 15th. So you might want to wait for that.
Well, and speaking of the ASC annual convention and expo, what early details can you share about the program that you're designing? And maybe some of the keynotes? We'll give everybody maybe a sneak peek of some of the keynotes that we have lined up.
Essentially, we have 12 themed tracks. We are collecting abstracts until December 9th. So I'm working on what those tracks are going to look like, but the call for speakers are defining certain topics and segments. But what we have for our keynotes are very interesting. It's pretty early, but we do have all of our keynotes and activities defined. We do have Susan O'Malley. She is the former president of the Washington Capitals and the Washington Wizards. She's the first female president of a professional sports franchise, and she delivers a very awesome presentation for our keynote. She is our kickoff keynote. We also have Mike Okorafor, who was on our program a couple years ago. Mike is the Chief Sustainability Officer for Packaging and Processing. He's also a Hall of Fame inductee, and he is from McCormick & Company. He will be delivering our keynote on Tuesday morning. He is a fabulous speaker, very dynamic, and we're so happy to have him back. And lastly, but certainly not least, is I finally secured my NASA speaker. I work with NASA for Malik Thompson for quite a while now. He will be delivering our Wednesday lunchtime session on pot life to extraterrestrial life, bonding applications for deep space. It's going to be very, very good. It's going to talk about what the program is at NASA, what are the challenges. So I'm really looking forward to his lunchtime session. And again, we have our closing reception, which does not have a keynote, but we are going to be going on a port tour at New Orleans. We do have a track in the convention talking about transportation, and marine and port is part of that, along with trucking and rail. So the NOLA port tour for closing reception is a wonderful close. The buses will be taking you to the port. I have never been to a port. I have never been on a cruise ship. So I'm really looking forward to taking that port tour.
That sounds fantastic. It's going to be a great week. And that, once again, is April 17th through the 19th. In New Orleans. More information is available at ascouncil.org. I believe you can already register for the convention already. So do visit the website, look for the e-blast that we will send out on all the great details about the speakers and program topics that Connie just mentioned.
We're covering chemical recycling, recycling by different markets, sustainability by markets. We have a transport panel, a wonderful logistics transport panel on Wednesday morning. And then we've got some sustainability talks, as well as our hot melts and building and construction. When we have a technology-based short course out front, we usually deliver one or two tracks that are relevant. We would love to have those that are attending the short course to stay over for the conference, and we provide that content that would be of interest.
Perfect. Well, Connie, thank you so much for sharing with us today all about the ASC Training Academy, the certificate program, the webinars that we have planned, the short courses, and the program for the upcoming convention. You can find much more about the ASC Training Academy at ascouncil.org. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you like and follow us so you don't miss out on future shows. Bye for now.